Father, I thank you. I give you praise and I give you glory. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that is with us at all times. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for everyone that is here. According as the scripture has said, you know, he that is in a warfare does not entangle himself with the affairs of this world. And we're ready to take on the battle at any time because our captain, the Lord of hosts, is with us. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We declare and decree that so it shall be today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome, everyone. Consecration Day 3, defending your territory spiritually. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm praying more, so we're going to do a lot of praying. Not so much talking. We'll interject some scriptures here and there, but it's going to be mostly praying. You know, but I want to start off by, reading the scriptures. You know, we're commanded to read the scriptures and shown to do that as well on the fasting day. So, a couple of scriptures, not very long, but a couple of scriptures nonetheless that we are going to read for the fasting day that goes along with our lesson today. So get your Bibles ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when I was a young man, just coming into the faith, they used to teach us that the Bible was like a sword and you always had to have it with you, you know? And, I hope people think of it like that. You know, got to always have that word. Got to have it. Don't leave home without it. You know, one commercial says, praise the Lord. All right. Well, let's read. First scripture reading that we're going to take today will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm just going to read about 3 or 4 verses there. Praise the Lord. Starting at verse 3 in the King James. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Well, let's see if we can pull down some strongholds today. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to avenge all disobedience when our own obedience is fulfilled. Praise the Lord. The reading of the word of the Lord on the fasting day. And here is the next scripture that we are going to read. Praise the Lord. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Hallelujah. And we're going to read beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Praise the Lord. The reading of the word of the Lord on the fasting day. Last year, you might remember, towards the end of the year, we talked about certain enemies that must not follow us into the new year, which was this year. But, you know, I want to make a revision of that to say it's not just for 2024. Actually, that's a good, battle stance to take, you know, that every year as you close out the year and go into the next, there are certain things that you must drop and you must disallow them and disinvite them and prevent them from coming over with you to the next year. So I'm revising that particular lesson. Instead of saying stop, you know, these enemies that must not follow you into 2024, well, I'm going to say stop. These are the enemies that must not follow you into the coming year, whatever that year is. So it's going to be a living, breathing word for us. And I'm going to use some of those things for prayer points today. But before we get there, you know, let's consider how it is when you go to battle. Because we're going to battle. So how is it when you go to battle? Paul is telling on, he was looking at the Roman soldiers when he was writing these things. And, you know, some of his writings he wrote while he was even in prison. And then see how they suit up. Praise God. And the younger generation, they may understand it when I say suit up. That's right. You know, you know, what do you do? How do you get ready when the alarm sounds? Even the, you know, those who are in the firefighting industry or, you know, in that business and so forth, you know, what do you do when that alarm goes off? You know, there's certain things that they have to do. You can't go into the fire zone, you know, in your normal, regular street clothes. You got to go down, you know, to the place where they suit up. And they got to suit up. And then, you know, get ready and get in the truck and head out. And, you know, Paul is telling us here, in this Ephesians 6 chapter, all the things that we got to put on, you know, and having done all to stand, you know. So, you know, this is the battle stance, so to speak. You know, we're not going to go into battle just anyhow. You got to be ready. You got to be fully equipped. You got to make sure that you got all the ammunitions that you need. You're fully loaded and ready. And you need to have and understand the rules of engagement, you know, when you go into battle. And, you know, the special forces in the military, and when they have a target, you know, they go through and they practice. You know, they've got a replica of the target that they are going to attack, or maybe they're going in for a rescue mission or whatever it is they're going to do. And they build out an exact replica of that place. You know, of course, they got the technology, the satellites and the drones and so forth to help them these days. And they build it out and they got to practice and get it down to an exact, you know, timing. Maybe they got 45 seconds to go in and out and, you know, check every room, you know, and take out the hostiles and so forth. And then rescue whatever it is they want to do, they got to practice. The first time they do it, you know, maybe it's a, you know, 45 second timing. They do it the first time. It takes them, you know, 56 minutes, seconds. They say, well, that's not good enough. You know, I got to do it again and again and again and again and again until they get it right. You know, and they got to go in there. They got to practice, got to practice, got to practice. And they, you know, they have to distinguish between, you know, the hostiles and the friendlies and the, you know, hostages that they are trying to rescue. And you go into a room, it might even be in the dark. You know, how do you make sure you don't shoot one of the, you know, people you're trying to rescue? You know, they practice all these things. Practice, practice, practice until they get it right. You know, well, you know, that's them. And they're fighting a war in the natural. You know, and the scripture even tells us that, you know, even people that strive for masteries, you know, people who athletes and different things, you know, they are temperate in all things, yet they are striving for a corruptible crown. You know, they practice, practice, practice. They put themselves through a training regimen and, you know, they keep on doing it until they get better at it. Well, we also are soldiers of Christ. And sometimes we forget that we need to practice, 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 put on our, you know, a full armor, strap things on when you go into battle. You can't just walk in there like a disguise and things, you know, think that you're just going to go in there. No. And you need to know your enemy as well. Rules of engagement demand that you know your enemy. Hallelujah. And sometimes they study the enemy. They have intelligence that tells them, you know, how and where the enemy. And they got to figure out how many hostiles we have that we have to take out. What are they, you know, how are they armed? How many is in this place? How many is in that place? Who's hiding behind that place? And so on. You know, you got to study enemy and know how you can go in. And, you know, they've got technology today also that can help them, you know, to zero in, laser zero in into the targets that they don't, you know, hit something that's unintended. But it takes a lot of practice, a lot of getting ready, both physically and mentally and otherwise. And you talk about physical training. I mean, you can't even qualify to join some of those ranks unless they put you through rigorous stress. That's right. Stress you, you know, beyond human, you know, ability even. I mean, to what you can't even take. Because look, when you go into war, you know, you have to be ready for the unexpected. And your enemy is not going to play fair. So there's no fair. It's not like sports. You know, where, you know, there is an umpire and then, you know, you do something wrong, they blow the whistle and everybody does a reset. No. And you're going into battle, your enemy will not play fair. They're going to take you out before you can even know what you're doing. You know, so there's no playing fair. You know, they strike first and strike hard. You know, and they have no mercy, take no prisoners. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, but we who are believers, sometimes we forget those strategies. You know, we just let the devil roll over us. And then we ourselves, we roll over, you know, lay down for the count, let the devil have a field day, do whatever he wants, you know, and so forth. You know, but no. We need to stand up and be engaged as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And know the rules of engagement, and you know the enemy that you're going for, and we got to defend our territory. Hallelujah. So we're not going to let the enemy just come on in and do whatever he wants. You know, take that which is yours. I mean, there was a young man at that, you know, he wasn't going to let the enemy take what was his. His name was David. He was out in the field, you know, watching the sheep and so forth. And before he knew it, a lion came, grabbed one of them. Maybe that sheep wandered away from the pack. And then the lion grabbed him. As soon as, David realized that, not on my watch, he went after that lion. How in the world do you go after a lion that, you know, he's got a prey? You know, how are you going to get that from the lion? You can't do it. But David did it. Because he's like, look, you're not taking what's mine. No way, no how. You know, and he went after that lion, got in the fist fight with the lion. And one day I was thinking about that. And, you know, I saw something. And I'm like, my goodness. You know, he had this, there was this shepherd's knife that's like a stiletto thing. You know, and when the lion came up against him, he stuck that thing. That's how I saw it. Stuck that thing on his jaw like this. right through the bottom of the jaw, up through the nose, like that. My goodness. You know, and he rescued what was taken from him, you know. And another day, there was a bear that came. How do you fight a bear? I mean, when those things stand up and pound their chest, they can be like 9 foot tall or 8 foot or 6 foot or, I mean, they're huge. But he wouldn't back down, praise God, defending his territory. You know, he said, well, you're not coming in here and taking what's mine. Well, that's a good shepherd. And Jesus told the story in John 10. He said, look, the hireling shepherd will see the wolf, let alone lion, and they will flee, you know. But the real shepherd is going to fight for that flock. And David was one such. Typed the Christ too. Was a type of the Christ. And he wouldn't let any, there's nothing, no, nothing, you know. Jesus said, no man can pluck them out of my hands. No lion, no bear. Nothing can pluck them out of my hands. And David was a type of the Christ. And he wouldn't let anything take what was his. Praise God. He was ready to defend. Hallelujah. Defend what was his. And even sometimes, you know, we may have some careless moments or some not so watchful moments that the enemy may come in and take something, may cheap shot you sometimes. But what's going to be your response? You know, that's the thing that we want to get into today. You know, what will be your response if somehow you find yourself flat on your back? That the enemy doesn't play fair, you know. He can come behind you and cut you off at the knees, you know, so that you fall down. I mean, he's not going to fight you straight and fair. He never does that. You know, he's going to look for some weak spot. And then go for that, you know. So we've got to know these things. And we got to suit up and get into the fight. Now, one thing we must also recognize and remember is that if we embrace the victory that Christ has given us, then the fight is already rigged in our favor. Because according to the book of Colossians chapter 2, we're told that not only the handwriting of ordinances of the laws that brought us into bondage, but even principalities and powers. Jesus spoiled them all. Listen to this. You know, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Colossians 2 and 14. Jesus took it out of the way, nailing into the cross and having spoiled principalities and powers, made an open show of them, triumphing over them in it. I mean, when he defeated the devil, he did not do it in a corner. You know, he did it openly. Hallelujah. You know, so we got to know that, look, the devil is defeated. But I guarantee you, this devil is like this thing they call whack-a-mole in the U.S. You whack him down here, he springs up on the other side. You know, he knows how to bluff his way through everything. You know, goes away for a season, comes back, you know, and you got to whack him some more. Praise the Lord. And if for any reason you find that you are victim of a cheap shot from the devil, then what must you do? You know, there are some few examples that I love in the Bible, you know, like Micah. You know, this is the way he said it in chapter 7 of Micah and verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When you cheap shot me, I shall arise. You know, and when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. You know, basically, you know, I will not stay down for the count. You know, I'm gonna stand up. But listen, you know, the best defense that we're going to talk about today is offense. We're going to talk about defending our territory, but not just sitting back waiting for the devil to attack. No. Well, that's part of the defense, but we're going to go on the offense as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when the enemy comes, we're going to resist, but also we're going to go, you know, the Bible says, taking it outside the camp. Hallelujah. We're going to take the fight to the devil. Hallelujah. And especially, we have to know how to defend what is ours. So, there are a few things, you know, that we talked about toward the end of last year, the things that must not follow us into a new year. And we're going to use those as prayer points today. There are particularly some areas, you know, where we are expected as, you know, believers and sons of the kingdom to have victory. But perhaps we haven't had that victory as we should. Well, you know, let's re-engage. Let's regroup and let's re-engage. You know, we're not going to take a defeat. We will never be defeated. We got the victory. Scripture says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph, you know, in every place. Hallelujah. You know, we are triumphant all the time. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Thank you, Jesus. So it's always, it's not sometimes, it's always. And we have to embrace that, that we always, we triumph. And that no matter what the enemy puts against us or throws against us, you know, we got our defense systems, but some of the defense will be offense as well. And here is how, you know, Paul put it in another place. He said, what shall we say to these things then? In the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? You know, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth us. Who is he that condemneth? Who can condemn you when Christ has already justified you? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God and also making intercession for us ceaselessly. Who then can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword? No. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He said, for I am persuaded. Well, are you persuaded? Now, this is Paul's testimony. Now, but is it your testimony? You know, sometimes you go into law court in those litigation and those drama there, and they say, well, is it your testimony that such and such? Well, is it your testimony that you are persuaded? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. I mean, look at all the things. I mean, even things present, even things not yet there. He said, whether things present, even things to come, I don't care whether it's high or down, whether I'm up or down, height or depth, nor any other creature. Glory to God. Now, this is a battle stance. You know, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And you need to have your own battle song as well. You know, when you are going into victory, you know, I mean, when you are going to battle, you go with victory in your mind. There's some songs that we used to sing, you know, back in the day that said, the Lord had conquered the devil. Hallelujah. Conquered the devil, you know, and, well, do we believe that he has conquered the devil? When you go out against him, you got to embrace that victory. And don't take any cheap shot blow, you know, just taking it like that. You got to fight back. And even sometimes, you got to take the first shot. You know, you got to strike. There are times you got to strike first. It's called binding the devil. You know, don't wait until, you know, he strikes. You know, the devil is like a viper. is coiled up like that, you know, coiled up, waiting, looking for how it can strike. Well, some of the part of our armor will be to make sure there is no crack in your defense system, you know, because, you know, when there is a crack, well, that's an easy opening for the devil to strike through. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 8, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an edge, a serpent, you know, the viper coiled up waiting to strike. Sometimes he strikes and he hits a brick wall because there is no opening. That's right. Close all the gaps, you know, any cracks that are in there that may allow the serpent to strike through it. Close it up and he will try to strike it, hit a brick wall because there is a force field. Ha! Glory to God around you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul calls it the shield of faith. You know, you take that shield of faith, you can withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy. Say, above all. You know, it describes a lot of things in the armor, but one thing is above them all. Your shield of faith. It said, and above all, taking the shield of faith. You can read that in verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 6. Above all, you've got all these other things, your helmet, your breastplate, your girdle, your this and that. But above all, you got your shield of faith. And you know, you can build up that shield of faith. You can build up that spiritual defense system. You can build it up even while you're sleeping. It'll be working for you because you've built it up. It's like a force field that's around you. Hallelujah. You build it up because, you know, you've embraced the word of the Lord. You declared it for yourself, the angel of the Lord that watches over them, that, you know, that, you know, fear the Lord and comes around them. You quoted these verses for yourself. I mean, you are assured about these things. You've embraced them for yourself. And even unconsciously while you're sleeping, it's still working for you because you've got that force field around you. Devil, you know, every time you sleep, it will throw some arrows and different things. And while you are, you know, it try to catch you off guard. But if you have that force field around you, he'll hit a brick wall. He may not see it at first. You know, so he thinks he's got an opening. He tries to strike. But when he strikes, he hits a brick wall. That's right. Because you've got that force field around you. And there are demonic forces. Sometimes the Lord will allow them to see, you know, the ring of fire that's around you. Huh, glory to God. You know, and then they see it. They say, well, we can't touch that one. Well, we'll move on to the next one. You know, the devil, according to 1 Peter 5 and 8, he's always looking for whom he may devour. Because he can't devour everybody. So he'll be looking for some careless ones. So some ones where, you know, they don't have the force field or they don't have, you know, that protection. You know, it's kind of like a thief that's going around the neighborhood looking for which door to break down. You know, when they see this metal gate, you know, in front of one door, they're going to move on. You know, because they know, well, you know, that's a deterrent. You know, that's not, I can't get in through that one. And they see all the gates around. They're going to move on to the next one. They're going to look for the house that seems unprotected. You know, so we got to put on the whole armor and we got to defend our territory. But here are some things that we're going to pray about today. You know, all the various things. I'm going to read out the things that we're going to pray about. Things that must not follow you into the next year. We covered this last year, but it's good for this year as well. And it's good for every year. Number one. And I'm going to read through this list. And then we're going to pray about each of these things. In no particular order. But we got fear and anxiety. Number two, we got unbelief and doubt. Number three, We have disobedience and rebellion. These are negative enemies. We must not allow these things to go with us to the next year. Number four, we got pride and arrogance. Number five, we got confusion and perplexity. Number six, we got discouragement and disappointment. Number seven, we got fatigue and weariness. Number eight, we got sicknesses and diseases. Number nine, we got terror and oppression. I mean, these are all the tools of the devil that he tried to pummel us with. Well, maybe we suffered some of those things this year, but we're not. You know, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil, Ephesians 4 and 27. We're not going to give him any place as we go into, up into this next year and through the next year. Number 10, these heavy burdens and evil yokes that the enemy tried to put upon us. We're going to put all those things down behind, you know, leave them here this year. Number 11, failures and losses. Number 12, sorrow and mourning. That's right. You know, number 13, stagnation and slumber. You know, number 14, this one is very wily and sneaky. Unforgiveness and bitterness. So we're going to leave all these things behind. And this is how we're going to protect our territory. The things that the enemy brings up against us to cause us to have anxiety and fear, we're going to pray against those. The things that the enemy brings against us to try to cause us to go in doubt and unbelief. We heard the story yesterday of the people that would not embrace the promise of the Lord. They were doubting, they were unbelieving, they even wanted to turn back. You know, and then, you know, all the attempts of the enemy to get us to be disobedient and to be rebellious against the Holy Spirit. And, you know, all those things, pride, arrogance, these are the tools of the enemy. And we must understand the tactics of the enemy. We're going to pray about these things and against these things. You know, sicknesses and diseases. You know, this is, you know, this is an area where, you know, we really need to pray against, because, you know, think about it. You know, when you are sick, you know, when you are dealing with disease and these things, you really can't function, you know, at the top of your, you know, God-given ability or capacity, because the sickness or the disease will weaken you, weary you. There was a story of a woman in the Bible. We're told that she had spent all her living upon doctors. She went all over the place and there was nothing made better, you know, and she was all over the place, you know, and sometimes people are like that, you know, the devil puts something and it's all over the place and so on, you know, but there are, you know, there are things that we must do, you know, to make sure that we secure our territory. You know, your health is very important. You got to take care of your health. Praise the Lord. You know, we can't wait until you're sick and then you're running helter-skelter. Take care of your health, even at the beginning. Praise God. We got to use wisdom. You know, we need faith for our healing. Sometimes when we're, you know, sick, you know, the Lord, through faith, he will heal us. But we can also use wisdom for wellness. Use wisdom to stay healthy. A lot of things that we can do. We've talked about that in the past in this room multiple times. You know, the terror and the oppression, the heavy burdens and the evil yokes, all the tactics of the enemy to make, put things upon us to distract us, you know, from our walking with God, you know. And, you know, sometimes we try things and if we fail and we lose some, you know, things and so forth. And we've talked about failures in the past. It's a, you know, it's a failure only when you quit. You know, so there are antidotes to some of these things that we don't have to quit. And if you don't quit, then you haven't failed. Hallelujah. You did something and it didn't work. Well, you learned that it didn't work. That's all. Doesn't mean you failed it at anything. You just learned something. Praise God. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away, the Lord told us. And you know, there's another tool that the enemy brings upon us, stagnation and slumber. It comes through procrastination. You know, the sluggard folds his arms. He will not even so much as bring it to his mouth again. He will say, there's a lion in the street. I can't go out. He will look at the clouds. He will look at the winds, you know, and so forth. You know, now all these things, you know, and sometimes the devil will bring discouragement and disappointment. He loves those tools. Discouragement in his hands. My goodness. I'll try to discourage you. Say, well, you can't do that, you know. I mean, look at the other fellow. They tried, they failed, you know. And look at that person that was praying for that sickness. They didn't make it, they died. You know, what makes you think you will survive? You know, and so on and so forth. There's all these things. So we're going to go into prayers right now. We're going to turn this thing into a prayer meeting right now. And I want to engage prayer warriors. Everybody ought to be a prayer warrior. This is not some fancy title, you know, that somebody gets, oh, I'm a prayer warrior. No, everybody ought to be a prayer warrior, because if you're not a prayer warrior, the devil will play ping pong with your life. Just bounce you all over the place, kick you from pillar to post. You know, so you got to be a prayer warrior. You got to stand your ground and you got to fight. And even in that Ephesians 6, it said, praying with all prayer and all supplications, not only for yourself, but also for all saints, taking the word of God and all these things. You know, so today we are going to pray. There are areas where the enemy has attacked you, your loved ones, your brethren this year. We're going to take the fight to the devil. Hallelujah. And we need to protect our territory. You know, sometimes the enemy has got a hold on something and he thinks he's sitting pretty. Well, you know, Jesus said, look, when a strong man, you know, keeps his goods, you know, and he thinks his palace is at peace, until a stronger than he shall come upon him, you know, and deal with him, bind him up, and so forth. Now, in the book of, you know, Luke chapter 11, we read in verse 21, when a strong man at his arm keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. He thinks that his goods are secure, until a stronger than he shall come upon him, overcome him, bind him, and spoil his goods, and take away that armor in which he trusted. And so that's what we got to do. We got to come against the devil with spiritual force. And that's why we are saying defending your territory spiritually. This is not, we're not fighting human beings here. You know, this is not a physical fight. You know, all the physical fights that we see in the Bible, they were examples. You know, they are symbolic of the fight that we fight. Today, we're not fighting physical fights. You know, sometimes there's physical fights too. I mean, there are armies in countries that must defend their territories and so on and so forth. You know, for us, we also have a spiritual army and we must defend our territories spiritually. So we're going to begin to go into prayers. I'm going to be calling out these things one by one and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things you do on the fasting day, apart from reading scriptures, is prayer. Hallelujah. So if you are fasting and you're not praying, well, you're just maybe dieting. I don't know. But, you know, we got to pray and pray and pray. And Jesus, he showed us examples, you know, of how to pray. You know, I mean, Jesus was always praying early in the morning. Sometimes before everybody else got up, he would go out to a separate place, a mountain or wherever, and he would pray, you know, and we saw he did those kind of prayers before certain things like choosing his disciples and different things. And then when it came to the ultimate test, where it was like, look, he was going to be made sin. He was going to become darkness, which means he was going to be separated from the Father. I mean, he knew all these things coming, and he prayed. He prayed, he prayed, he prayed. We're told that he prayed until his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. Luke 22 and 44. I mean, can you pray like that? Can you pray until you are sweating? You know, and then do you pray until you are sweating blood? My goodness, these are people that know how to pray. And so we're going to pray this morning. I'll pray first, and then I will turn the prayer over to the entire house, and we're going to call out these topics, and we're going to pray. We will pray together, and then I may call on one or two here and there to, you know, pray over the topics as we call them out, and then we'll just go through the entire round of prayers. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for the strength in prayers, especially when we are combined together. If two of you shall agree, Jesus said, concerning anything that you will ask, I will do it. Hallelujah. The power of agreement. And again, a 3-4 chord is not quickly broken. And again, when two or more of you shall gather in my name, I am there in their midst. So Lord, we thank you because there are more than two and three here today. And as we come in agreement, Bible says, pulling down strongholds. We're going to pull down and dislodge some forces today that are sitting pretty, thinking that I sit a queen, I sit a king, and I sit in my palace. Well, we're going to say no more. We're going to pull down these things. We're going to take back our territory. We're going to also defend our territory today by going on the attack in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Strengthen everybody today to put on the garment of prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Calling for spiritual prayer fighters today in Jesus' name. We will go in the fight and take back that which is ours. And anything that the enemy has taken from us, we're going to go after him. We're going to get it back. We're going to pummel him down. Hallelujah. Just like David did against the lion and against the bear. We're going to take back our territory and that which is ours. God has given us good health. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that abundantly. And the devil said, no, I come to give you stress, to kill, to steal, to destroy, to take the things that God has given you. Oh, no more. We're going to go in and take back that which is ours. Praise the Lord. Father, we come united today and we serve devil. Notice that here we come, the army of the Lord that can run through troops, leap over walls, jump through anything, bulldoze any barriers. Hallelujah. We're ready. We're fighting today. We're fighting to win because Christ already got us the victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone that's in the room today to see that we may see ourselves as more than conquerors, as always being victorious. And I get battle ready. Hallelujah. As we go into battle, we know we're winning. And we win all the time. And Lord, we want to praise you ahead of the battle and ahead of the victory. Because you already won the victory for us. Just for us to go in there and enforce what the Lord has already done. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Even the lawful captive shall be delivered. The prey shall be delivered out of the hand of the mighty one that are taking anything out of us today. We're going to get it back in Jesus' name. All our children and everything. We're going to pray over them. Pray for our houses. Pray for ourselves. And pray, you know, that the Lord will always cause us to be on alert. Have our spiritual antennas up all the time. and not to be sucker punched by the devil. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I cover all these prayers that we pray today by the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to go into prayers now. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.